Well, the OGL 1.1 is the gift that keeps on giving. Hello, welcome back to Short Tales of RPG Horror. I'm your host, Critical Kunik, and I did not expect the first week of this podcast existing to be so turbulent with imperative D&D news. You see, the whole point of this channel is to cover short stories of RPG horror. You know, RPG horror stories that are only like 2 to 3 minutes long in an anthology. But alas, we've got a real horror story to cover that just doesn't want to end. And in the past day, there has been like a ton of news that has come out that is super important for me to get to you. So I guess this is part two to the OGL podcast, the former of which was a collaboration with Jacob Crow from The Crow's Perch. So if you've not seen that one, the information there is all still super relevant. I 100% recommend going and checking it out after this if you've not heard it. Anyhow, let's just dive into the news, and I'm going to kind of go in like a weird reverse order because the most important bit, yet the most anticlimactic bit, was released just like 2 or 3 hours ago, but likewise, the most interesting stuff was released yesterday, so I think it makes more sense to save that stuff for the end. So Wizards has officially confirmed the existence of the OGL 1.1 leak as being authentic. They didn't really come out and say it, but their wording in their statement today implied it. I quote, "When we initially conceived of revising the OGL, it was with 3 major goals in mind. First, we wanted the ability to prevent the use of D&D content from being included in hateful and discriminatory products. Second, we wanted to address those attempting to use D&D in Web3, blockchain games, and NFTs by making clear that the OGL content is limited to tabletop role-playing content like campaigns, modules, and supplements. And third, we wanted to ensure that the OGL is for the content creator, the homebrewer, the aspiring designer, our players, and the community, not major corporations to use for their own commercial and promotional purposes." Now, in my opinion, point two, which is about the blockchain and NFTs, is a very weak attempt to save face. That ship has sailed. They're not mainstream anymore. But secondly, I don't understand how 1.1, what we saw was leaked, accomplishes those goals. All it seemed to do was want to tax the creators of the game. And then they quickly followed this by trying to make a joke saying they rolled a nat 1, and it has become clear that this is no longer possible to fully achieve all 3 goals while still staying true to our principles. Yeah, no crap. The entire OGL 1.1 was apparently geared at making money for their bottom line, not to really protect the creators. And to continue the weak sauce, they then went on to say, "You're going to hear people say that they won, and we lost because making your voices heard forced us to change our plans. Those people will only be half right. They won. And so did we." No, you did not win. You wanted to take money from the creators. Our voices, the plethora of videos and podcasts that have been put out for this, forced you to change your opinion. And that goes on to a leak that happened earlier in the week as an employee of Wizards of the Coast sent an email to D&D Shorts, who then I believe authenticated that this person does indeed work for Wizards. And in that email, they said as of the 11th, so just 2 days ago at the point of me recording this, they were hoping that the community would forget. Well, I guess that didn't change. And then they also said that they've never once heard of management referring to customers in a positive light. And this is coming from someone who creates D&D Beyond, which is, in my opinion, a very good piece of software. So it's a little concerning that the management team of D&D Beyond views customers this way, but I digress. What I think really happened was a mass amount of people canceling their D&D Beyond subscriptions and or pre-orders for future books. And this is further corroborated by this same employee who said that their current decision-making is entirely based on the bottom line, which is D&D Beyond. It's their only way to track profit. So that's the only thing they can really go off of. But going back to their response to the OGL, they said with regards to the new OGL, so there is definitely a new OGL, they want to protect expressions such as educational and charitable campaigns, live streams, cosplay, VTTUs, etc. will remain unaffected in that update. So cool, my job is not impacted. I can still do YouTube videos, I can still do this podcast, no problem. But what about the people actually making branches of the content? Well, they did state that what it will not contain is any royalty structure. It also will not include the license back provision that some people were afraid was a means for us to steal work. That that thought never crossed our minds. Now, do I believe that last statement? I don't know. It's possible that it didn't cross their minds, but everything else about that leak, in my opinion, was very vindictive towards the community. Regardless, that about sums up what they said. And in my opinion, overall, this was a very weak post, probably written by someone who was relatively new to PR work. It doesn't explain why they wanted to take revenue from the creators. It's obvious that they wanted to, but they didn't defend that they wanted to. They simply said that the new one will not do that. But why did they want to do that in the first place? Their first three points up there were, again, to prevent the use of D&D from being used to create hateful and discriminatory products, to be used in NFTs in the blockchain, and to ensure that game creators and all that have a good platform to develop on. How does taking 25% of their revenue accomplish that? It didn't address that. So there's still a lot of concern from this, and I suspect a lot of people are going to continue jumping ship from D&D to Pathfinder, which segues into my third topic. Pathfinder, or more specifically, Paizo. They are big winners from this whole situation, because last night they announced the ORC. I love that acronym. This is the Open RPG Creative License. According to Paizo, we believe that any interpretation that the OGL 1.0 or 1.0A were intended to be revocable or be able to be deauthorized is incorrect, and with good reason. That good reason, as they follow, is that many of the people who left for Paizo during the great D&D 4E fiasco were, in fact, the people to author the OGL, the guys who made it. So they've got the receipts to back up their claims, and they're really threatening to go to court if necessary over this. Paizo does not believe that the OGL 1.0A can be deauthorized, ever. While we are prepared to argue that point in the court of law if need be, we don't want to have to do that. And we know that many of our fellow publishers are not in the position to do so. And we believe, as we always have, that open gaming makes games better, improves profitability for all, and enriches the community of gamers who participate in this amazing hobby. And so we invite gamers around the world to join us as we begin the next great chapter of open gaming, with the release of a new open, perpetual, and irrevocable Open RPG Creative License, ORC. Man, I love that name. They go on to provide a sign-up form to get a copy of the license, and to provide who has already signed on with the ORC. I quote, "In addition to Paizo, Kobold Press, Chaosium, and Legendary Games are on board." Kobold Press, you may recall from the podcast with Crow's Perch, has outright left D&D. They're going to maintain their existing products for D&D, and they're going to keep to their existing promises of D&D content, but once they're done with that, they're going to their own platform. Well, turns out that that platform is going to be on ORC. Finally, they state that the ORC will not be owned by Paizo, nor any company that could make a profit of it. They're instead looking for a nonprofit to run it, and provided the Linux Foundation as an example. Now, I know the market share of Linux is very small, so let me speak to this as someone who has daily driven Linux for quite a while now. This is very good news. The Linux Foundation is open licenses done right. It's effectively a committee of people that vote on what is happening that do not have a stake in the software. So they're doing it strictly for the betterment of the license and not what their bottom line could be, which is the problem that we're seeing right now with the OGL. Therefore, to tie this all back, it's awesome that the OGL 1.1 that had been planned is not happening, but that doesn't change the fact that it could still happen. Maybe not now, maybe not 5 years from now. It's still a threat. Therefore, I am totally on board with Paizo authoring their Open RPG Creative License, and I would hope that everyone creating a game in this space will jump on that license when it is available. Because if Paizo lives up to their word and accomplishes what they have just stated, everyone in this community will be better for it. Not one company will be able to tank it or create such turmoil as we have just seen in the past 2 weeks if the Open RPG Creative License takes off. With that said, I am done with the updates. But given that the OGL 1.1 or whatever they want to call the new version is still being promised, just in a rewritten form, I'm sure that this drama is not yet over, unfortunately. With that all said, I'm your host, Critical Kunik. Thank you for tuning into this bonus podcast for the Short Tales of RPG Horror podcast. If you're listening to this on YouTube, feel free to check the description of the video for a link to where you can find the podcast, or feel free to search in your favorite podcast app. It is available in pretty much all of them. Likewise, if you're listening to this in your favorite podcast app and you've not yet given us a follow, why not do so? I'm looking to put out new content every Monday consistently so you can start your weeks with some short horror stories. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.